Hot 91, Nugget and Owl, Celebrity MasterChef. We've been following it closely, and last night it was first elimination.
And I've got to say, while I'm sad this lady got eliminated, I'm also thrilled because it means I don't have to watch MasterChef anymore. Our dear friend, the beautiful Chrissy Swan. Hello, lady.
Hello, darling.
So,
what a joy to hear your voices.
I can only imagine. Now, lady, whenever you see these reality TV shows, you always hear people saying, look, I don't care how I go, I just don't want to get voted off first. How are you handling that this morning?
Look, I had none of that trepidation, and I was asked that a lot, though. I think the producers really want to hear that from you, and I said, I really don't mind. I don't mind if I win. I don't mind if I'm out first. I'm just living a dream. And I think that was very apparent throughout my entire MasterChef journey.
So now, if you caught us talking to Chrissy last week for the first episode, and then during last week's chat where Chrissy basically just booked herself in for this interview today, she did give us the disclaimer, boys, make sure you watch next Sunday night. I actually lose my mind on Australian TV. Let's start with where it all went horribly wrong, Miss Chrissy. Dropping the cake. What the hell happened?
Well, I just wasn't paying enough attention and it slid off the wire rack. I just think the whole, and then it was all downhill from there, but I was strangely invigorated by everything going wrong because I thought, this is exactly what I want.
It was ambitious, a triple layer cake in an hour.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to Jock on my breakfast show on Nova this morning and he's like, why did you do that? And I said, there are no answers, Jock. There are no answers for why.
You were just a girl in a kitchen living her best life. So,
yeah, so that's right.
So let's be honest. The cake hit the deck harder than the Today Show's ratings after Lisa left. And then, so you had to piece it back together. Can I say, as a lover of cream, even I went, oh, that's too much cream. Because you basically, and I think you referred to yourself as a baker and a bricklayer. You were basically just piecing together your smashed cake using cream as the glue.
Correct. That is exactly what I did. And you would have done the same.
Yes.
Given the same
absolutely.
Situation.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So then you presented it. Unfortunately, you ended up in the bottom three with Dilruk, who, of course, won the, what's that thing called? The immunity.
Immunity win.
And the torpedo. So Dilruk made the decision to play his immunity pin. So the bacon-flavoured challenge all came down to Chrissy Swan and Ian Thorpe. And can I tell you, Albie, let's all think back to that first night of the swimming at the Sydney Olympics when Thorpe led us to victory in the 4x100m of men's freestyle. He was the biggest athlete in the world at the time. I thought, yeah, this is good, but I really want to see him in a bacon-flavoured cook-off with Chrissy Swan.
Yeah.
That dream has now come true, madam.
And Chrissy,
that is correct. And whose would you rather have eaten, let me just say?
No, yours did look nicer.
It was a deconstructed quiche Lorraine.
Yours looked nicer. I think I would like to have seen Thorpe toast his bread a little bit more. That's not a euphemism. His bread looked a bit pale.
I couldn't agree more. I looked at his and I looked at mine and I thought, I've got this.
I'm safe here.
I couldn't have been more wrong.
There was an air of confidence.
Mr. and Mrs. Swan's little girl's got this.
Losing my mind. Yeah.
So possibly the low point of the evening was where you, because the challenge was bacon. Thorpe did a Japanese-style club sandwich. Dilruk did carbonara and then played his pin so he was out. As I say, Chrissy did a deconstructed quiche Lorraine.
Yeah.
You carefully cooked, you diced, you prepared your bacon. As all chefs do, you went and put it in the fridge to cool it down.
Yeah.
And then we cooled it a little bit too much. You froze it.
I froze it solid, and then I hacked at it with a knife.
It was
a maniac.
It was like the pig was being killed a second time, which I...
Honestly, you know me. You
yes.
know me, guys.
Yes.
Have you ever seen me more bonkers than I was?
No, honestly, I know we've known you for decades, we're talking, and I've not seen you like that
before.
And
you know that I am bonkers on a normal day, but that was like turbo... Lady madness.
So you've presented your deconstructed quiche Lorraine to the judges, and straight away, because it looked nice, didn't
it? Beautiful.
They're tucking into it, but straight away, all of them have one chief concern they were all a bit worried about.
Was the bacon in the quiche mixture?
It was supposed to be, but then I decided against it.
Why?
Because sometimes I don't like bacon in the egg.
In a quiche Lorraine?
I like it separately.
Furrowed brows from the judges, concerned looks, and then...
And also I forgot.
Ah, yes.
So, you cooked your bacon, you diced your bacon, you froze your bacon, and then you forgot about your bacon.
Honestly, that gives you an insight into how bad of a liar I am. My whole life, like ever since, you know when you're a little kid and you discover the joy and power of a little fib?
Yeah.
I tried it once when I was 5 and it failed miserably, and now I know why. My voice goes high, my eyes go dodgy. No good.
And you had them, they were, whether they didn't agree with you, but they were believing you. Oh, okay, right, yeah, you just don't like, you like it separate, okay. Oh, yeah, actually, also I forgot. So sadly,
yeah, I forgot.
That spelt the end of Chrissy's MasterChef journey, but I got to say, two things. As I said, I'm disappointed you're gone, but I'm so thrilled because now I don't have to watch MasterChef anymore because my dear friend's not on it.
Sundays and Mondays back, no. You got Sundays and Mondays.
Exactly. I don't have this weird friendship obligation to watch MasterChef. I just can't wait now till Chrissy and her partner Chris are on the block so I can start watching.
And Thorpey wants to win, doesn't he? He's serious. He really wants to get in there.
Yes, he's very serious. He's very serious about it. And he's used to winning, so we'll see.
Yeah, Thorpey don't get beat. Whereas Nick Riewoldt, he had almost no success in his career. He's more used to getting beaten. Look, we're going to just manufacture more reasons to talk to you on a regular basis. We love you dearly. A much-loved still member of the Hot Family. And now, MasterChef Vic D, the beautiful Chrissy Swan, always a magnificent pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye, my beautiful friends.